I'm Kitty from Kitty Days in Lewes.
Okay, and there's three of you, but there's not today, so we've just got the one. So you're speaking for the other two, obviously, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You could put words in their mouth, like, what kind of things would you generally like for them to say?
Just I don't know, well, I speak for myself, and we all have different opinions about everything, so...
But obviously you're clearly the most important member of the band, as it were, or...
Why'd you say that?
Because you're the only person here.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. For our listening public, might not know what you're about or what you do, how would you describe... In fact, no, like, what would you say your sound tasted like?
It's a big mixture of a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, like, blues, R&B, jazz, swing, rock and roll, country, a bit of Hawaiian, there's a bit of beatbox in there.
I did spot a bit of beatbox, yeah. Is the beatbox a new development, or...?
Well, we used to do a version of Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which was covered by a lot of people, which is a song we've been doing for about 10 years now. And we kind of put the beatbox in there a few years back.
Yeah.
But we've now... drop that from the set because we've been working on a new album, so we put in a couple of new songs, and so we put a beatbox in another song.
I like it.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go?
And you just mentioned there, 10 years you've been playing, even have you been playing before that, or like...
Yeah, we've always, since I remember, we've always been, you know, there's always been instruments lying around the house and we've just been picking them up and playing together.
You seem like a very talented bunch of whippersnappers, is that the correct term? I think so. Anyway, so because you all just kind of basically rotate on stage and pick up different instruments, so who plays what exactly?
We all play everything, to be honest. I don't know, it just kind of happened. It was, since I can remember, there's always been, you know, different things, you know, at home. So we just, like, before I learnt guitar, I learnt the ukulele and the tenor banjo because they've only got four strings.
Yeah.
And if you know them, then you know how to play the guitar. And for me, it's all about the rhythm. So you can play the drums, you can play the bass, you can play the piano. It's all about the rhythm for me.
And I used to be running, all screaming and crying. And 'cause you've got a whole man, and I've got mine.
Well, on the cover of your album, your last album, as it were, there's all three of you were playing a piano. So when I turned up tonight, obviously I thought that you'd all just be sat around one piano, and maybe like everything else was sessioned. But I was very surprised. You don't really have a front person as such. You all enjoy the limelight or whatever.
Yeah, I mean we're all just equal in what we do, and we just enjoy it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, like you said, you referenced a kind of, I suppose lots of people would say retro and throwback, but how do you respond to that and how do you feel you fit in?
I think people say that because they don't really know what else to say. I don't agree with it, and I speak for the rest of my family when I say this. I don't agree with it at all. And I think I just want to set the record straight about this whole rockabilly thing.
Alright.
Right? A lot of people say we're rockabilly, in fact most people.
Yeah.
But that's only because they don't know what to call us, because we're such a mixture of things.
I wouldn't say you're rockabilly at all.
Exactly. If you see us live, we're not rockabilly at all. And
you're not speaking in enough jive talk.
I'm not saying, like, because like when I was little, you know, we listened to a bit of rockabilly.
Yeah.
But as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. So I just think, you know, it's a bit. We just play so much different genres.
Yeah.
And I think rockabilly is not really... There might be an element of it in there, but to be honest, if you see us live, you'll know it's not that at all. Cool. Yeah, we've been rehearsing a lot and trying to get a new album together.
Excellent.
Like you said, our first album came out a year late. But because we were still building the studio at that time. but
it's not just a case of, you know, you can get the labour in or like, you know.
I mean, but those songs on our first album, most of them we've been playing for about 10 years on stage. So when we got asked to write our album, it was kind of like we knew what we were doing. But now all of a sudden we've got to write all these new songs. And it's like, oh God, what are we going to do? Yeah. So, but I think we're getting there.
Kind of love, give me, fill me all the time. Yeah, fill, fill, fill me, baby. Chill, chill, chill me, baby.
Okay, well, so any idea when the new album's coming or what we feel?
Hopefully, I couldn't really say, but hopefully, you know, later on this year, definitely.
Okay,
we've got
a 10-0. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Chill, chill, chill me, baby.